AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. On this Memorial Day, President Biden laid a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. He said every year it never gets easier.
Today, we once again gather in this sacred place at this solemn hour to honor fallen heroes.
Bruce Marcus reports on ceremonies in the Midwest.
Solemn services are being held in communities.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for having brought us together to pay tribute to those who lost their lives defending our nation.
But some attendees think there is still not enough emphasis on the true meaning of this holiday.
A lot of people get away for having that nice three-day weekend and celebrating up on the water and stuff. It's not all about that. It's about honoring people that have passed.
Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Milwaukee.
A building in Davenport, Iowa, partially collapsed, triggering an extensive rescue operation.
Rescue teams with canine units are still searching the partially collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. Overnight search teams rescued an eighth person following the sudden collapse of the back of the building Sunday evening.
It came down like an explosion, like a bomb.
Authorities found a gas leak after the collapse, and they say there have been complaints from residents about the structural integrity of the building.
CBS's Roxana Saberi reporting. The House will vote Wednesday on a bill to limit the debt ceiling. President Biden says he's optimistic about its chances. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on those opposed to the agreement.
A group of Republicans in the Conservative Freedom Caucus say the deal doesn't cut enough spending or reduce the deficit. Congressman Ralph Norman tweeted the deal was insanity, while his colleague Chip Roy colorfully called it a turd sandwich. Opposition on both sides gives the deal a narrow path to passage. It'll require votes from both sides of the aisle, but House leaders are voicing confidence they'll get it done.
Supporters of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan are celebrating after he was reelected.
The victory is ours. How happy it is for us. Thank God Islam has won.
Horse Racing's Oversight Authority will hold an emergency summit tomorrow with Churchill Downs Racetrack following the deaths of 12 horses over the past month. Correspondent Monica Ricks.
Two more horses had to be euthanized this weekend at Churchill Downs. Officials say they're troubled by the recent spate of deaths. Many have died from severe injuries. But so far, vets say there's no discernible pattern.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Did you know you can get someone to shop for you? Stitch Fix really gets me and what I need. Even better, they save me a trip to the mall. It's easy. I share my style, size, and budget, and they do the shopping for me. Stitch Fix sends me things that fit and make me feel like a more stylish version of myself. I keep what works and send back the rest. No subscription required, no commitment, just my style. Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/radio.
To the flag. This Memorial Day, pledge to do better. Pledge to remember the fallen. Pledge to honor our veterans. Pledge to make our country a better place to live. We, the member stations of Civic Media, join our voices in saluting those who have come before, those serving now, and those who have given everything to keep us free and truly be the land of
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you to Miss Miller's class at Howe Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids.
AAA expected this weekend to be the third busiest Memorial Day since 2000. That's when they started tracking holiday travel. They projected 42.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home. 37.1 million will travel by car. Gas prices are lower this year than last, with the average around $3.57 per gallon. That's up 12 cents from a week ago, but almost 80 cents cheaper than this time last year. When you're traveling this Memorial Day, the Wisconsin DOT is reminding drivers to slow down on Wisconsin roads and check 511 for roadway updates. Most road construction is on pause for the weekend to open up as many lanes as possible, and all Wisconsin rest areas are open. WISDOT Secretary Craig Thompson urges drivers to slow down and stay focused on the road ahead. He said that together, careful driving behaviors can help everyone reach their destination safely. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI. From the staff at your locally grown radio station, happy Memorial Day.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Clear skies tonight with lows around 51. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 86. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 59. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, Memorial Day, Friday Eve edition. Down working for a long weekend, aren't you, buddy?
I cannot wait, Crudy. Good to see you. Aaron, working the board once again. Thank you and our fair audience. Happy, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Very excited. I can hear it in your voice.
I'm just not always that animated of a speaker. It's unfortunate considering I work in radio.
Yes. It's Friday Eve, man. You gotta bring it a little bit.
That's true. All right. It's Friday Eve. We're going into Memorial Day weekend.
Get some emotion in there, man. Let's see it.
You know, I'm starting to like it. That's getting a little closer. You know, we'll leave room for improvement, though. Dom, a quick headline, and we don't need to get it. Not at this point, but the fake electors. Here in the great state of Wisconsin, no indictments. It's not Josh Call Day. But the civil lawsuit in Frank Remington's courtroom in the Dane County jurisdiction, that's district court, well, they've scheduled a trial date, Dom, for September of 2024. So the actions from December of 2020, when they, you know, these 10 Republicans from the great state of Wisconsin made a fraudulent, I would say criminally fraudulent claim that they were the valid state electors here in the great state of Wisconsin, despite the fact Joe Biden had won the, 21,000 more votes than Donald Trump had. Yet they went to the Capitol after the final ruling of the Wisconsin Supreme Court had it dropped that day, December 14th of 2020. And they said, no, we vote for Trump. They weren't even the valid electors. They were fraudulent electors. And criminally, they signed their names to a piece of paper and they said they were the valid electors, that Trump won the vote. Trump was their selection here in the state of Wisconsin. So can't seem to get the sitting attorney general, Democrat Josh Call, to, you know, take our calls on this topic, Dom. Last time I talked to Josh about this was last June.
Almost June, wow.
At the Democratic Party event across Wisconsin, had Josh on the show. We weren't there that day. And Josh said, you know, we're looking at this multi-jurisdictional investigation. You know, we're waiting on the federales, basically. We're waiting on the federal Department of Justice. Well, that day may never come. What about the state crimes they committed? But anyway, civil trial, it's not the same time.
It's not the same. The plaintiffs are seeking punitive damages of up to $2.4 million, which great if you can get it. But again, that's not addressing the criminality of their actions.
Somewhat unsatisfactory, sort of like the civil finding that the former president Donald Trump was a sexual abuser. Not a finding of rape under civil litigation, but a finding of sexual abuse.
Sexual abuse, sexual battery.
But it doesn't put his ass in jail, does it now?
It doesn't.
And I'm not clear that the crime would be worthy of jail for these fraudulent electors, although, you know, that's up to the courts.
Well, I think it depends on to what degree involved in the conspiracy they were. And I don't even know if they have to be aware of the level of conspiracy they were involved with. Because this was one of many states that were doing the same thing under the pressure from Trump and his cronies in the White House to try to come up with a plan to hold on to power, right? That's exactly what this is. That was part of the spoke in the wheel of that corruption. So it's not just what they did here. It's what the domino effect would have been had they been successful in pursuing this coup. Let's call it what it is.
Dominic, the QAnon shaman is already out of jail.
All right, book deal.
And we haven't even dealt with the fake, the fraudulent, the criminally claiming false electors here in the state of Wisconsin. Their trial next year, and the QAnon shaman's already been to trial, been convicted, been to jail. He got a 41-month sentence, Dom. Now he's been released from a halfway house, you know, because he's sort of half man, half preacher.
I mean, September of 2024, and here in Wisconsin when they met was December 14th of 2020, almost 4 years later, to go to trial on a civil case? Man. Come on, Josh, pick up your game. What else are you going to do?
A little unsatisfying.
That's very unsatisfying.
As to Jacob Chansley, that's the QAnon shaman, Dom, that Arizona man who became the face of the January 6th insurrection, he's now a free man. Chansley, the 35-year-old known as QAnon Shaman, was released from Phoenix Halfway House Thursday. Law and Crime reports citing the Bureau of Prisons. Senior U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth described Chansley as the very image of the riot in the November 2021 before sentencing him to 41 months. November of 2021, Dom. That was less than a year after the crime he committed. Again, we're getting a civil trial 4 years later with no actual ramification, except maybe a civil forfeiture. I mean, money hurts, but not as much as jail time.
Right.
I've been fined and I've been
felon serving some time. I mean, quite a fall from grace for those 10 Republicans who engaged in this fraud.
I have been fined and I have been incarcerated.
Yeah.
Pay the fine.
Yeah,
pay the fine
easier
every
to check
time.
Than to sleep on the mattress.
Oh, at least you get a mattress. Some lose the mattress. Here's what it being stated by his attorney, the QAnon shaman's Albert Watkins. Chansley worked diligently during his period of confinement to take advantage of the opportunities accorded by his plea deal to reduce the time he was required to serve. The Court and Bureau of Prisons recognized his effort. I sincerely wish Jake the absolute best as he moves forward with his life. Perhaps a job at State Farm. He's got the right name for it. Although Chansley claimed to have peaceful intentions, he shouted, "Time's up, effers!" as he entered the Senate chamber. Months before the insurrection, Chansley posted incendiary rhetoric on social media, according to the report. "We shall have no real hope to survive the enemy's raid against us until we hang the traitors lurking among us," he wrote on November 19th, 2020 in a Facebook post. Chansley, in an NBC interview after the attack at the Capitol, called the insurrection, "Well, it was a win, Dom. The fact that we had a bunch of our traitors in office hunkered down, put on their gas masks, retreat into their underground bunker. I consider that a win. Oh, the fact that this guy got out of jail today, Dom, I consider that a bit of a loss.
You know, I sincerely hope he received and continues to receive the presumable mental health that he probably needs. And hopefully it changed him for the better, but I'm hopeful in that regard, in that regard, but you know, these are some very out there folks. The founder of the Oath Keepers today,
Stuart Rhodes,
sentenced to 18 years in federal prison. The judge told him, quote, "You, sir, present an ongoing threat and a peril to this country and to the republic and to the very fabric of this democracy," Amit Mehta said before handing down the sentence.
18 years.
18. Another Oath Keeper sentenced, my understanding, to 12 years.
Dave Max, well. I believe his name. Other convicted perpetrator of seditious conspiracy, right?
And to my understanding, Rhodes is not, he's not regretful. He's saying, this is still a conspiracy against him and, political persecution. He'd still vote for Trump, still calling for a regime change as recently as reported a couple of days ago. So Stuart Rhodes, 18 years, but man, he's a believer. He's not changing his mind.
Well, Dominic, where I really want to get that craptacular rollout of the Ron DeSantis campaign.
Yeah.
He went on the Twitter spaces. And I think we've got some sound we're going to bring back in the next segment. You're going to have to stick around for that. But after the craptacular rollout, chock full of tech glitches. I mean, if he overcomes it, he'll get by it. But if he never does, it will, go down in history of the embodiment of his campaign, this Twitter Spaces failure to launch. It was god awful.
It was pretty bad.
But anyways, Ron DeSantis then dutifully ran over to the Foxy News. And he then said, I'd strongly consider pardoning many of the patriots from six, including the former president.
What I'm going to do is on day one, I will have folks that will get together and look at all these cases who people are victims of weaponization or political targeting, and we will be aggressive at issuing pardons. We'll be aggressive at issuing pardons. Now, some of these cases, some people may have a technical violation of law, but if there are three other people who did the same thing, but just in a context like BLM and they don't get prosecuted at all, that is uneven application of justice. We're going to find examples where we have governments have been weaponized against disfavored groups. We'll apply relief as appropriate. Asked about pardon for Trump. And that could be from a grandma who got arrested and prosecuted. How about Trump himself? I would say any example of disfavored treatment based on politics or weaponization will be included in that review, no matter how big or how small. Yeah, he'd pardon Trump. Of course he would. Any Republican would. That's why they don't belong anywhere. You're the lovers of power. But unfortunately, Marquette University Law School polling here, state of Wisconsin, both Trump and DeSantis leading Biden.
That's not Wisconsin polling. That's national polling. Just for the record. Done by Marquette University. But that is a national poll. Still looks bad. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates. We always sound super sexy and good. At least to my ears. Hopefully to yours as well. Join us. 844-967-2789.
Memorial Day is a time for gratitude and remembrance. Please join Next Home Partners Realtor Chris Inda of Wisconsin Rapids by honoring those who have given their lives while serving our country. Be grateful and remember their sacrifice this Memorial Day.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922.
4922 and let's get started.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Take time this Memorial Day to honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice while serving our country. Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services of Wisconsin Rapids asks you to be grateful and always remember those who gave their lives for our freedom. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We will take your calls at 844-967-2789. But be patient. We have some things we want to get to as well.
Dominic, let your freak flag fly. As the headline at Aaron Blake at the Washington Post. Trump versus DeSantis. It's about to get weird. Now, the subheadline, it wasn't just the botched Twitter launch. It was everything that followed. It what it portends in a party that has increasingly embraced provocation as policy. Troll the libs, right, Dom?
Do what it takes.
We tried with absolute sincerity to play some of the Ron DeSantis rollout, and it was a craptacular effort. And it did hurt the overnight ratings. I don't think people were see, overly enthused about that Twitter spaces. You didn't really know who was talking. And first they had up to like 900,000 people parked for the announcement. And then they moved it to a different Twitter space. Like 300,000 people followed them. And that was all they could get on because they were blowing up the servers, apparently. I mean, relative to even, you know, like CNN. CNN can handle capacity of over 300,000 viewers. They don't usually get it, but they can handle that sort of capacity. Dom, as it's written. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis glitchy Republican presidential campaign launch with Elon Musk on Wednesday night, getting all the attention. But don't sleep on the utter weirdness that followed. Apparently will continue. Shortly after the event, DeSantis' campaign set about trying to make lemonade from its lemons. Chicken salad from its... I won't finish that one. His rapid response team released a bizarre web video featuring DeSantis' stilted, almost disembodied opening statement from the event, overlaid on seemingly random B-roll shots of not just DeSantis, but also extensively Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
There was Musk with a flamethrower. There was Musk hyping his Teslas. An elaborate and visually attractive event that was essentially the polar opposite of the DeSantis launch. There was a youthful Musk just sitting at a keyboard. There was DeSantis talking about the toll of fentanyl while the image showed him smiling and waving. It might have made sense as a video if DeSantis were announcing Musk as his running mate. Sharp emphasis on might. But Dom, then came Donald Trump's retort. We're going to play some of this for you, our fair audience. This was pretty good. I'm going to give the Trump team a little bit of credit here. The mocking came quickly, Dom, and it was rather clever, I think. Seeking to capitalize on the botched rollout, he, Donald Trump, posted a vulgar AI video mocking the Twitter Spaces event. It featured a Dick Cheney coughing repeatedly over a hot mic. Let's not forget, that's what, Liz Cheney's old man. I've right. never been a big fan, but I think Trump sort of soured on the Cheney family, if you know what I'm saying. It featured the FBI apparently randomly using Anderson Cooper's voice, asking, so how are we going to take Trump? Take out Trump, you guys. There was an Adolf Hitler represented, the devil. The devil was represented, Tom. And they were arguing about gay people. Trump talked about how Cheney would be dead soon and how DeSantis could kiss his big, beautiful 2024 ass. Well, Dom, we're not going to play it all because it's a little weird and bizarre, but...
it is totally weird. I'm not going to give him credit, man. This is some strange-ass stuff.
Well, it's at least as clever as the rollout. You know, it's a low bar at this point. Let's play it. This was the video put on the Instagram page of Donald Trump. It features a Twitter Spaces conversation with Elon Musk, Ron DeSantis, George Soros, Dick Cheney, Adolf Hitler, the devil, the FBI, and others. Let's play cut. The first cut.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Ron DeSantis Twitter space.
Hello? Is my microphone working correctly?
George, can you just wait while we...
Hello? Can you hear me?
We can all hear you, George. Can you just hold on for a second?
Hilfa, I don't think they can hear me.
I can hear you fine, George. Just speak to the
I don't
microphone.
Think George knows how to use Twitter.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Can I please make my big announcement now? Everyone just...
Hello?
Just shut up.
So it goes on like that for a while. And then eventually, Ron DeSantis gets to make his big announcement. He's a little frustrated. He's been interrupted. You know, sort of a failure to launch a few different times. But here is the AI DeSantis making the big announcement. Cut 11.
I'm running for f***ing president, okay?
And then Donald Trump kind of gets the last word in. And I think this is the real Donald Trump. It's posted on his page. Right? It's on his Instagram page.
Is it the real devil, too? Come on, man. I don't know. I mean, so...
No, but Donald Trump's in the campaign. He could actually... The devil's over here on the radio with us.
If it's actually Donald Trump and not some generation or some actor or whatever, it makes it even more strange.
What if it's the real Donald Trump? He went in the booth and he recorded this thing.
I just don't know.
Let's play Donald Trump, cut number 12. I took this a little personally, Dom, as the devil's advocates. Cut 12.
Hold your horses, Elon. The real president is going to say a few words. The devil, I'm going to kick your ass very soon. Hitler, you're already dead. Dick Cheney, sounds like you'll be joining Hitler very soon. Klaus Schwab and George Soros, I'm putting both your asses in jail. And Ron DeSanctimonious can kiss my big, beautiful 2024 presidential ass.
I'm telling you, that's Trump. There's no AI there. Why would you need AI to produce Trump telling DeSantis? And he called him by Ron DeSanctimonious, right? AI didn't generate that.
It's just so strange, man. That is really out there. This is the leading Republican candidate for the 2024 presidency. Really? That's the guy talking about the devil? I'll kick your ass. I'll see you soon. What? Really? Are you going to hell? Is that what's happening? What does he mean? Why even bring up Hitler? Why is that even a thing? I mean, I don't know, but when you start bringing Hitler images in on your political campaigns, I think you're going a bit too far. Folks, with the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crude.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Flags flew at half-staff on Saturday to honor Navy Seaman Second Class David Joseph Riley, who lost his life in the attack on Pearl Harbor. He was among more than 50 Wisconsinites who lost their lives that day. Seaman Second Class Riley was assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma, which was sunk during the attack on December 7, 1941. Kosicki was killed along with 428 crewmen. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency has been working since 2015 to identify the crewmen of the USS Oklahoma. Seaman Second Class Riley was positively identified in 2021. He was posthumously awarded a Purple Heart, the American Campaign Medal, and the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal. He was buried with full military honors in Judah, Wisconsin on Saturday. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media on air and online. From Pam, Chuck, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy Memorial Day.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Gary's Coin of Wisconsin Rapids would like to thank our veterans for their military service and remind them we provide a full range of collector and investment products.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Friday, June 2nd to see the Charlie and Howard duo at their first Music on the Patio event. Tickets are $10 and include one drink ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. Seating is limited, so plan to bring a lawn chair. Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum on the opening day of the Navajo Code Talkers exhibition with a presentation by their military historian William Parker on Sunday, June 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. This exhibit is free and open to the public on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. starting June 4th through June 29th.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Petpalooza is just around the corner and the Rough Ranch will be there. Come see us at the Southwood County Humane Society grounds on June 11th with your dog training questions. If you need help before then, call 715-540-6650 or go online to roughranchllc.com to set up a meet and greet. Michelle and Tiffany are ready to give you the best dog training and behavior modification in Central Wisconsin. That's the Rough Ranch, 1022 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. See you at Petpalooza.
The players, coaches, and staff of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors say thank you to the servicemen and women who gave their lives defending our freedoms. The Raptors also salute those in our armed forces today. Enjoy Military Mondays with the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, where all veterans enter for free. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies tonight with lows around 51. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 59. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Presidency. I mean, this is not exactly a track record of success. And those that do politics for a living, they've noted their team keeps losing. So they want a new representative at the top of the ticket. But they got Trump.
Do they really want that? The guy. You know, they wanted something else before in 2016, too. I mean, Wisconsin was very anti-Trump. Hell, it was Ted Cruz, right? I mean, who took Wisconsin? Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz won Wisconsin by double digits, about 13 points.
No one wanted Trump. Hell, Trump hung up on righty-whitey talker Vicky McKenna, if I recall.
He had a hell of a time with Charlie Sykes as well.
Oh, yes. Well, Sykes went on, and he's cashing it out at MSNBC. But, you know, we still have the conservatives on the radio here. They didn't want Trump then, and they're saying what? They don't want Trump now? But all the other Republicans, a majority of those Republicans, they want Trump, Crudy.
They do. They do want Trump. I was curious, though. I've asked, you know, my conservative friends, and that's a limited number at this late date. But I've asked them, you know, what do you think of this DeSantis character? He gets a lot of positive sentiment, you know, and I keep hearing stuff like, well, I like Trump's policies. You know, I told you the Runkle story, right? I like Trump's policies, but, you know, maybe he's the wrong messenger. So they like the fascism, but not the fascist? I mean, Ron DeSantis is fascist light. But if you're looking for a fascist lane in the Republican Party, I think Donald Trump already inhabits it.
So, Marquette University Law School poll, among registered Republican voters, Trump 46, DeSantis 25. And then Nikki Haley is down at 5 and the rest are lower.
Well, the rest of them are really insignificant in this race. It's a two-horse race. It's DeSantis and Trump. The rest do not matter, in my humble opinion, Dom. There was an article a couple days ago. I'm going to throw this headline, a couple of the lines out from it. The headline here, the quiet race to be the GOP's biggest loser in 2024 begins. Because it's not about winning. It's not about winning. Maybe it's about being, what, Trump's vice presidential pick? But it ain't about winning for anybody other than maybe DeSantis or Trump. Here is what Matt Bai writes at the Washington. I understand why Ron DeSantis thinks Republican primary voters might want an alternative to Donald Trump. I get why conservative stalwarts such as Nikki Haley and Chris Christie think the voters might welcome an alternative to DeSantis. What's less clear is why Chris Sununu and Asa Hutchinson would think that there's any market in today's Republican Party for a kinder, gentler voice. Do they really think a pro-governing pragmatist can win the nomination? The answer is probably not, but that doesn't mean there aren't other things. Celebrity, adoration, even financial opportunity be won by trying. See where they're going here, Tom?
Oh, yes.
What did Rick Santorum ever do other than run for president and then cash in on the fact that he lost running for president? His whole career has been built on being a failed presidential candidate. In 2016, a lot of people wondered why John Kasich, then the governor of Ohio, got into the race late and then slogged through the months of primaries, long after it was clear that Donald Trump was cruising to the nomination. Kasich won exactly one state, his own. The author writes, I talked to Kasich a lot back then, and I can tell you, he wanted very much to be president and believed he could win, right up until the moment he knew couldn't. But Kasich came away from that campaign with something that would have seemed unthinkable for most of his career. When he was largely reviled as the on the left as a blustery, union-busting religious zealot. By standing up to Trump and making the case for civility in public life, he became, at least in the eyes of a lot of Democrats, independents, and the news media, the fatherly conscience of the Republican Party. There's an established template for this kind of campaign, and it goes back to 2000. John McCain defied his party and tried to derail George W. Bush's highly choreographed march to the nomination. For most of his long career in Congress and the Senate, McCain, like Kasich, had been a reliable conservative vote on most everything, and his organization had exerted a distinctly undemocratic control over politics in Arizona. But in 2020, McCain ran expertly as a bombastic reformer in the tradition of Theodore Roosevelt, recasting himself as a truth-telling antidote to partisan extremism. In narrowly losing and incurring the contempt of his own party's leaders, he transformed himself, Dom, for a long moment, into the most popular remarkable politician. A maverick.
From 2000, that was. I'll continue here, Crudy. When McCain, who was nothing if not persistent, finally managed to wrest the nomination in 2008, largely by sucking up to Bush, he found, to his enduring frustration, that he had sacrificed his most powerful asset along the way. By trading in his maverick image for the role of Republican elder, he betrayed his most avid constituency. 4 years later, an obscure former governor named John Huntsman Jr. returned triumphantly from his post as ambassador to China to run on a similar platform of moderation and civility. He failed spectacularly, but even that debacle of a campaign was enough to elevate Huntsman to the role of minor statesman and frequent media guest. That's what it's all about, baby. Incidentally, all three candidates, McCain, Huntsman, and Kasich, relied on a renegade image maker named John Weaver, who can fairly be credited with pioneering this Republican strategy of winning over just about everybody but Republican voters. If this is the kind of campaign Sununu and Hutchinson have in mind, then ideology has little to do with it. Hutchinson, in fact, is about as socially conservative as you can get. What moderate, quote-unquote, means now, at least to the media and the left, is a refusal to demonize Democrats or cave to conspiracy theories. The bar has certainly been lowered, Crudy. Most of all, it means clearly condemning Trump and his insurrectionist movement. As the author writes, I suppose this would make Christie as moderate as anyone, but his previous ties to Trump make him a hard sell as a national healer. The odds of winning the nomination with this kind of strategy are probably close to non-existent, but the odds of emerging with a serious public platform, if you do it well, maybe a book deal or even a cable show, those are odds I would take. It's worth noting, though, that if Sununu or Hutchinson plan to audition for the role of lonely Republican statesman, they might have to reckon with some competition. Liz Cheney, the former Republican congresswoman who was banished by her party after voting for Trump's impeachment, hasn't ruled out an independent bid herself, and I wouldn't dismiss her chances. In the perennial primary that has become the conservative icon of NPR listeners and humanities professors everywhere, she's off to a commanding lead, Matt Bye writes at the Washington Post. Yeah, the quiet race to be the GOP's biggest loser 2024.
There's only two of them actually running for the presidency. You realize that, right, Tom? Not Nikki Haley, not Tim Scott. It's DeSantis and it's Trump, and it's a bunch of losers. And quite frankly, based on the rollout yesterday, I would say you got to put DeSantis over in the column with the other losers, which means at least from a nomination point of view on the Republican side, I think still Donald Trump is your guy. He's the only obvious one. And, you know, to hear it being told on right-wing talk radio, we, Dom, the Soros-funded left and whatever.
What, you got a check from Soros?
Well, the first one will be the first one. The next one will be the first one. But anyways, we, according to right-wing talk radio's own Daniel Donnell, we actually are trying to lift up Donald Trump. We know he's unelectable. And I think, well, that part, you might have just gotten right. 844-967-2789. I'm only speaking for myself. I would like to see Donald Trump be the Republican nominee.
You know, that certainly has been a strategy, right, of Democrats putting money behind hard, you know, mega candidates in statewide and local elections, right? I mean, we've talked about that when they
engage. I can't see them financially supporting Trump in any way, shape, or form.
But this, I mean, that mindset's certainly there. They put money to do that, money that could have gone to, you know, other candidates. You know, perhaps we wouldn't have the insurrectionist out in the lacrosse area if we'd put more money in.
Van Orden, but they also, if you look at the support mechanisms and the donors to the left, let's call it, they also supported the candidacy of Dan Kelly in the primary, right? They trashed Jennifer Doro. They took her down as much as Kelly's candidacy did.
Right.
And they did so with intent. You know, the celebrity judge out of Waukesha County, well, she could have posed a different sort of candidate to Janet Protasiewicz than the twice loser Daniel Kelly, man. The guy was contemptuous, pompous. He was a known quantity as a loser. And the Democrats helped him win the primary so he could go on and get his ass handed to him in the general. I mean, strategically, mission accomplished.
Right. No doubt. But I think it's also can be, you know, dangerous if all of a sudden those wackadoodles win the election. And then where are you at? But, you know, for the most part, I believe that strategy has worked. But again, I am not propping up Trump. I don't want anyone to vote for Trump. I think Trump's a POS. I think Trump's a disgrace to this nation. We can go on and on about it. You know, if you want to write somebody in, go run yourself. You'll be your own advocate. Represent your constituents. Represent your neighbors. You go do that. No, not Donald Trump. Don't vote for Donald Trump. That's a very bad idea.
Vote for me. I'll set you free.
That's right, man.
844-967-2789. I was actually thinking we revived the D's Nuts campaign 2024. Call that kid in Iowa, Brady.
Yeah, he's got to be old enough now. Well, how old he got
to
be?
Probably
now?
Old enough to vote, not old enough to run for president. He got to be right. 35. Bill from Oconomowoc, welcome. What do you got for us, Bill?
I'm going to ask you guys for some advice. Here goes. I believe the Democrat or the Republicans know they cannot win a normal election. They're scared. They realize they're a minority. So what are they? They're domestic terrorists. But yet, we give them the credibility and treat them like they're somebody special as a congressman that we should listen to. I don't think we should listen to any of them. We don't negotiate with terrorists, period. They know they're about to be called terrorists and labeled that because they committed an act of terrorism.
Define the act of terrorism. Are we talking about the January 6th
or
the debt ceiling where Matt Gaetz said, why would we negotiate with our hostage? Meaning what, the American people or the Democratic Party?
The January 6th was a terrorist act on the Capitol. Now, they took an oath not to do that, but they broke the oath. So let's fast forward to Matt Gaetz and the debt ceiling. They think they can strong-arm Biden into agreeing into paying the bills that they occurred. That's foolish. That's crazy. We lower our standards by even acknowledging that. The mere fact that we give them an audience is pathetic. They don't deserve it. They took an oath of office, and I'll quote exact chapter and verse. We take an oath to protect America from foreign and domestic terrorism. The FBI has labeled them domestic terrorists. That's why they got to wash out the FBI. They can't put up with this title of terrorist.
Bill, it's quite interesting that our conservative friends now want to defund the federales, the federal police. If you defund the FBI, come back
with us. I'm not saying all Republicans are terrorists, but a lot of those hard right white nationalist Christians are voting Republican.
Come back with us. Don't be a domestic terrorist. Be a fan of the Devil's Advocates. 844-96-PARTY.
Gary's Coin of Wisconsin Rapids would like to thank our veterans for their military service and remind them we provide a full range of collector and investment products.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to scent season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potty.
bodies ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
This Memorial Day weekend, the employees of the Aquarium Pet Shop and Grooming invite you to join them in pausing to remember the price all veterans have paid to keep us free. The Aquarium Pet Shop and Grooming, 3111 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, 715-421-0776.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789.
Dominic, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador on Thursday called on the Hispanic people in Florida to vote against Governor Ron DeSantis, who launched his 2024 White House bid the day before because of his immigration policy. I quote the Mexican president, "Hopefully Hispanics in Florida will wake up and not give him one single vote to not vote for those who persecute migrants, those who don't respect migrants." Speaking at his daily hours-long press conference, Lopez Obrador addressed DeSantis' political future, saying the governor had discovered himself using Mexican political slang for a candidate's, uncovered himself. Not sure exactly how different that is. Using Mexican political slang for a candidate's announcement and taking credit for predicting DeSantis' presidential run. Oh, come on, President Obrador. We all predicted DeSantis' presidential run. As you can see, I wasn't wrong that all his politicking over migrants was because he wanted to be the Republican Party's candidate. At his Wednesday press conference, Lopez Obrador had bemoaned the politics behind border security and immigration in the United States. "We have to be thinking about this regrettable phenomenon of necessary migration used with political ends in the United States," he said, responding to a question from The Hill. The governor of Texas campaigning, saying he will militarize the border and he will continue building the wall. The governor of Florida, the same, because he wants to be the Republican Party candidate, politicking against immigrants, right? I mean, isn't that the way Trump sort of launched his campaign, came down the escalator and said, you know, Mexico is not sending their best people. They're sending us their rapists and their murderers. And some good people, I'm sure.
Drug dealers and some good people, yes. Yes, that seems to be par for the course. If you're running for the conservative Republican mega nomination, that helps to be a little anti-immigrant. Because, of course, that appeals to the people who are going to vote for you. Because they're also anti-immigrant, which is so, of course, ironic. Because short of the indigenous folks in this country, we're all immigrants.
Yeah, but you shut the door behind you, Dom. And you pick up every ladder. 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones in our fair audience, a patient, Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, doing good. It's remarkable that DeSantis is, you know, of course he's going to raise his head because it was just a disaster yesterday. I mean, apparently some of the news media is picking up on the fact that he lied about, you know, the success he had in fighting COVID in Florida, because he actually sponsored, you know, fired somebody who tried to report the real results of the deaths in Florida from COVID. And it is just, none of the Republican frontrunners are good for the country. I mean, that none of them come out and condemned the insurrection on January 6th. I mean, that it is just, and that's a really galling point to me, is that if you really believe in America, you should have condemned that right away. And, but, you know, Trump, what he said, oh, pardon those people. Well, no, you shouldn't be pardoning those people. They should be insisting they spent a good deal more time in jail. And the only part of the insurrectionists that are going to get charged here in Wisconsin. I just think that trial can't come soon enough.
I mean, you got to wait until 2024, almost 4 years, Mark, after the incident. Thanks for the call, man.
What sort of political courage does it take, Ron DeSantis, after his disastrous rollout, again, went running to Fox News to say effectively he would pardon January 6th patriots, you know, and of course, the former president perhaps as well. But if a guy is, you know, criminally accused, let's say, Dom, and you're running for president against that very same guy, why are you so quick? Why would you be so willing to pardon his failures? Because effectively what you're saying
is... So you can get his voters, because if Trump gets an even more headwind and gets indicted or whatever happens, and DeSantis is last man standing, he's going to need Trump's voters to even have a chance against the Dems.
Well, you know, DeSantis went on the Clay and Buck show today, Dom. They're the new wannabe Rush Limbaughs. And the difference between them and us is they agree on every topic. I don't even see why there's two of them, you know, except for like fill-ins, like, you know, hey, you want to take off a couple of days? No one will even notice you're gone because we share the same brain and all the same opinions. As soon as I bring you to my opinion, Dom, then we'll share all the opinions.
Uh-huh.
Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSanctimonious confirmed on Thursday that he would consider pardoning former President Donald Trump for any charges stemming from his attempt to overthrow the 2020 election on January 6, 2021. During an interview on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show on an inferior whitey-righty talk radio network, one down to the dial, DeSantis was asked if he would consider pardons for Trump and other January 6th defendants. I don't really have a DeSantis voice yet, but I'll work on it. But I quote him. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do on day one, I will have folks that will get together and look at all these cases who people are victims of weaponization of political targeting. And we will be aggressive at issuing pardons. Now, some of these cases, some people may have a technical violation of the law, but if there are three other people who did the same thing just in the context like BLM and they don't get prosecuted at all, that is uneven application of justice. Now, you can say it, but it doesn't make it so, Ron. We're going to find examples where we have governments have been weaponized against disfavored groups. We will apply relief as appropriate. Sexton pressed the candidate about a pardon for Trump. And that could be from a grandma who got arrested and prosecuted too much, all the way up to potentially Trump himself, he wondered. I would say any example of disfavored treatment based on politics or weaponization would be included in that review, no matter how small or how big, DeSantis confirmed. Or how big.
I mean, this is the guy running against Donald Trump and you know, lamenting that he would, what, pardon?
His criminal opponent.
Seditious. I mean, but that, right, but come on. This is your opportunity to take him down, dude. Seditious conspiracy. Dude, Oath Keeper founder just got sentenced today to 18 years. I mean, Trump, what role did Trump play in that? How high up does it go? Well, that guy's doing 18. Why would you possibly? If you know that your competitor was involved in a seditious conspiracy and going down for it, why would you offer that? Because you're so scared of the megas. You need them. You want them. But, oh, God, if you don't give Trump something, you don't try to win them over, and that's how you're going to do it, then they're not going to show up for you. It is weakness.
You know whose day it is in the barrel? Mark Levin. Levin, the conservative righty-whitey talker,
yeah,
put up a link to the Ron DeSantis fundraising page. And the MAGA.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At
At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. Stop.